Rafi Radio Show. Hey, it is Friday, and we are recapping the week that was with Life and Style Weekly and Juliet Eason, events editor. Hello, Juliet.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. Cover story for Life and Style Weekly. Different celebrities, particularly women, in Hollywood and yonder, almost seem to be starving themselves just to try to look skinny, right?
Yeah, it's a common problem. I think at least once or twice a year, you see a starlet or even a full-fledged A-lister drop a lot of weight very quickly. And unfortunately, that's because of the pressure of Hollywood. You have to look perfect all the time, and a lot of times people just take it too far. And so I think one major celebrity we're seeing do that recently is actually Princess Kate Middleton. Well, I guess she's not technically a princess, she's a duchess. I don't know if you've seen recent pictures of her when she was in LA or touring Canada, but she's lost a significant amount of weight since her more healthy days at St. Andrews University, and it's actually pretty shocking if you compare photos from about 2002 to now.
Now, you mentioned some other celebrities in this article as well, in this cover story at Life and Style Weekly: Heidi Klum, Tara Reid, Leanne Rimes. With Kate Middleton, I feel like maybe part of that could be attributed to maybe the stress that she's been under, having to plan this huge wedding and having the eyes of the world on her as well, no?
Absolutely. She's the most watched woman in the world right now, even more than a Jennifer Aniston or an Angelina Jolie. And on top of that, she's a head of state, in a sense. So it's not just that she's an actress. She's expected to represent all of England when she's traveling the world. So it's a lot of responsibility for someone that's still very young.
Absolutely. Speaking of Jen Aniston, we're talking with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason. Her boyfriend really seems to be with her Hollywood image, and now he's changing his image as well to kind of comply with that, I guess you could say.
Jen and Justin are now openly dating in public, and he just came to support her when her handprints got immortalized outside of Grauman's Chinese Theater in LA. And whereas before he had sort of this big bushy beard and he'd wear hoodies and hats and dark colors, here he was with his shirt tucked in, a tie on, his hair slicked back, no facial hair.
Wow.
And he really did look like an A-lister. It was crazy.
What do you think? Jen's making him do it? He's voluntarily doing it?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. He knows that he's in the public eye a lot more now, and he probably wants to look his best. But even when you look at the other guys she's dated, everyone from Brad Pitt to Vince Vaughn to John Mayer, they've all cleaned up their look when they started being seen out with her. So I think she likes her men a little bit more dapper.
And she likes to kind of whip them along a little bit, I guess, as well, huh?
Right.
Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason. Of course, this past week, Victoria and David Beckham welcoming another little one into their lives.
They did, and I think everyone was very excited because they finally got their little girl after that brood of three boys. And so she was born on July 10th, and her name is Harper.
So there you go. Well, we wish them the best of luck, and congratulations on a healthy, beautiful baby girl. Of course, you can read about these stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason, thanks for the 411, and have a great weekend.
You too.